Masechta Zvachim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Ketzad, Karav HaMatir, Kimitzvasai. So how does it work exactly? That the matir, again, the matir is what makes the rest of the carbon permitted. What does that mean that it has to be processed properly? Let's illustrate an actual case. Zok the Mishnah. Shachat b'shtika. What does shtika mean? Shtika means to be quiet. But in the context of this Mishnah, shachat b'shtika means when he shechted, he had no wrong machshava. He didn't think when he's going to eat it. He didn't think anything. He definitely didn't think he was going to eat it at the wrong time. He's just shechting the carbon according to the halachas of the carbon. That's what we mean shtika. But then, kibel, he receives the blood. V'hilech, brings it to the mizbeach. V'zarak, and spritzes the blood and throws the blood. Chutz lizmanai. Then he's thinking he's going to eat the meat or burn the emurim. Again, the emurim means the part that goes up on the mizbeach to be burned after the deadline. So he did the first avoid the good. With the other three, he was thinking pigle. We call pigle. He starts out shechting it already with the intention of eating its meat or burning the amrim after the deadline. But then kibel, is makabel the blood, v'hilech, brings it to the mizbeach, v'zarak, does the zrika, b'shtika. Not thinking he's going to do anything in the wrong time. So the first case, he started out right, then the other three had the wrong machshava. In this case, he started out wrong by the shchita, and with the rest of the three, he didn't have any bad machshav. Next case. Oy or sheshachat, he shechts, v'kibel, receives the blood, v'hilech, takes it to the mizbeach, v'zarak, spritzes the blood, chutz lezmanoi. All four. With all four, his kavana was clear. He's going to eat the meat or be makter the amrim after the time period. Zeh shekarev hamater kimitzvasai. This is a case in which the matter, whatever had to be done, was completed. In all these cases, all the blood avoiders were done properly. The only problem was the pigle, and therefore the pigle halacha takes effect. Now the Mishnah is going to give us six examples of where the carbon was not processed properly, and therefore the pigle does not take effect. What has to happen so that the matir, what's matir the carbon, is not considered having been completed? Suppose shachat chutz l'mekaymai, he shechted with the intent of eating the meat or burning the amirim outside its place, not after the time, but outside its place. Then kibel v'hilech v'zarak, he was mekabel adam, walked to the mizbeach, spritzed the blood, chutz lizmanoi, outside of the time. So we're missing the shchita over here, because the shchita was chutz l'mekaymai. And that was a separate thing. It's not chutz lizmanoi. The chutz lizmanoi is still considered being makor of the matir kimitzvasa. But here you threw in a whole different problem, chutz l'mekaymai. So besides for pigle, you have another problem. Whenever besides for pigle, you have another problem, there's no chi of cards. Another example is, Ayor sheshachet chutz lizmanai. He shechted with a pigle problem, which is going to eat the meat or burn the amrim past its time. And then, kibel v'hilech v'zarak, he receives the blood, brings it to the mizbeach, spritzes the blood, chutz l'makayme, with the intent of eating the meat or burning the amrim outside the proper place. Again, there's another problem here by three of the four avodas, which is not just the chutz lizmanai problem. Ayor, case number three. Ayor, sheshachat. He shechted the carbon. Kibel received the blood, v'hilech, brought it to the mizbeach, v'zarak, and threw or sprinkled the blood, chutz l'mekaymai. All four were done with the intention of doing it in the wrong place. So any chutz lizmanoi machshava he had doesn't change anything, doesn't make it worse, because the carbon is pasul anyway. Doesn't make it pigle. Now sure, some of you may be asking, wait a second. If we did one of the four chutz l'mekaymai, it can no longer be pigle. So of course, if we did all four chutz l'mekaymai, it can no longer be pigle. Why does the Mishnah even have to tell me this? So some Rishonim say that's the derech of the Mishnah. I'm going to tell you a chiddush. That's like the Mishnah saying, and of course, in this situation. Now, the reason for that would be, I want you to understand this. The Mishnayis was committed to memory. Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote down the Mishnayis. But almost everyone knew it bal peh. That, of course, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote the Mishnayis was a big chiddush, because Torah Shel Peh was supposed to be bal peh. So Mishnayis is written in such a way where it's easy to memorize. Rav Moshe Lendinsky, he was the Rosh Yeshiva in Aradin. He used to chaz the Mishnayis bal peh all the time. And once, he didn't remember a word in a certain Mishnah. And they stopped off by a tavern. There were no Svarim there, but Pink that Mishnayis was there. He was able to check on the word. So later he told the Chavetz Chaim about the Hashgacha Prata. So the Chavetz Chaim said to him, yeah, but in Olam Haba, when they're going to feher you, you won't be able to cheat. Now, Hashem doesn't expect us to know Shishi Sidra Mishnah bal peh. We don't have that kayach. But the Rabban Shem does want us to try to learn as much as we can. And the way the Mishnayis is learned is in such a way that in our associative memory, the Mishnah goes either in one direction or another. Either, not only this, but I'll tell you a bigger chiddush, or I'll tell you a big chiddush, and of course the smaller chiddush. That's how the Mishnayis are given over to us. Of course, besides that, there are great soydis and secrets in the Mishnayis, both al pi nigla and halacha, that we will never understand. Okay, let's go weiter. Here we go to the next three cases. HaPesach v'hachatos. Remember, how is the carbon Pesach or Chatos different? The carbon becomes pasul if you don't shecht it for the right carbon. Hashem can all other carbonis, like we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, are kosher, even if you didn't shecht it for the sake of the right carbon. So, HaPesach v'achatas, sheshechot, and that was shechted shaloi l'shman, not for its own sake, but for the sake of a different carbon. That makes it possible. And afterwards, kibel, v'hilech, v'zarek, chutz l'zmanoi, then he receives the blood, brings it to the Mizbeach, throws it on the Mizbeach, thinking he's going to eat the meat or burn the amrim past its time. It's not pickled, because the carbon's possible anyway. Or sheshechet chutz l'zmanoi, or when he shechted it, he was thinking of eating the meat or burning the amrim past the time. And then Kibel, in regard to the other three avodas, he received the blood. Hilech, brought it to the Mizbeach. Zarak, sprinkled it on the Mizbeach, Shaloi Lishman, for the sake of a different carbon. So again, the carbon becomes pasul. Oyor, this is the sixth case. Sheshachat, he shechted. Kibel, received the blood. Vihilech, brought it to the Mizbeach. Vizarak, sprinkled the blood. Shaloi Lishman, he did everything for the sake of a different carbon, and by a Pesach and a Chatas, that passes it. It's the fact that he also had in mind to eat the meat, or to be makked to the Amrim after the time, has no consequence. So the carbon is possible anyway. Zehu, these are six examples, Shaloi Karav Hamatr Kimitzvasa, where the carbon wasn't processed anyway. Al Pi Halacha, the rest of the dam wasn't done the way it was supposed to be done. And again, that's the rule. Whenever you have another problem besides for the chutz l'zmanoi, then you don't have the pigle and the chi of karis that comes along with it. Okay, let's see what we can do about chazring over this Mishnah. So basically, this Mishnah is just nine cases. Three cases of karav hamatr kimitzvasei, where the person had a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi by one of the avodas, and the rest was done properly. There was no other problem, which means it is pigle. And six cases of where loy karav hamatr kimitzvasei, where there was another problem besides for the chutz l'zmanoi. The three cases of karav hamatr kimitzvasei, which again means that besides for the chutz l'zmanoi, everything else was done okay. He shechted plain, but then he did the other three avodas, kabbalah, hilach, and zrika chutz l'zmanoi. Second case, he shechted thinking he's going to eat the meat or burn the amrim chutz l'zmanoi, even though he did the other avodas, the Kabbalah and the Hilach and the Zrika, without the wrong machshava. Case number three, he did everything. The Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Hilach, the Zrika, all chutz l'zmanoi. So the only problem here is the chutz l'zmanoi. There's no other problem. But physically, everything else was done right. Then it is pigel. That's called karav hamatr kimitzvasei. Everything else was processed properly. And Mamelad would be a chi of karis for eating this meat. Then the six cases of loy karav hamatr kimitzvasei, and basically there's another problem besides for the chutz l'zmanoi. Case number one, he shechted thinking chutz l'makoimai, not outside of the time, rather outside of the place. And afterwards, the Kabbalah, the Hilach, and the Zrika was chutz l'zmanai. Or, he shechted chutz l'zmanai, but then the Kabbalah and the Hilach and the Zrika was with the intent of eating the meat or burning the Amrim outside of the place. Or, case number three, everything, the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Halacha, and the Zrika were all Chutz L'Makayim. So whatever he added to Chutz L'Zmani doesn't change anything. It's puzzle anyway because of the Chutz L'Makayim. So the Chutz L'Zmani won't make it pickle. Again, what is the Chiddush? So we said, some say, there is no Chiddush, that's how the Shnayis work. And many Rishonim do explain that there is a Chiddush. I would have thought maybe if all four were Chutz L'Makayim, that would change it, but we won't go into that. Okay, three more of where there's another problem besides the Chutz L'Zmani. Pesach and Achatas that were shechted for the sake of a different carbon, even though he did the rest chutz l'zmanai. Or it was shechted chutz l'zmanai, but the Kabbalah and the Hilach and the Zrika were done shalai l'shma, not for the sake of the carbon. Or everything, the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Hilach, and the Zrika were all for the sake of a different carbon. By a Pesach and Achatas that passels it, and therefore even though it was chutz l'zmanai, that doesn't change anything. If you would eat this meat, there would not be a chi of karas.